The Department of Homeland Security tonight is taking on dangerous disinformation. They've created a new board dedicated specifically to tackling that issue, but some lawmakers are raising concerns. Hannah Brandt explains why.
The government is launching a new effort
to prevent disinformation and misinformation from traveling around the country in a range of communities. I'm not sure who opposes that effort.
It turns out some lawmakers do.
They want to police the speech of American citizens. It is absolutely insane.
The Department of Homeland Security insists their new disinformation governance board is meant to combat dangerous misinformation.
Disinformation that imperils the safety and security of our homeland.
The board is brand new, so exactly how they'll do that is unclear. But many Republicans are sounding the alarm bells and even comparing it to the Ministry of Truth from the dystopian novel 1984.
This is nothing more than a blatant attempt to install a Ministry of Truth in order to push Biden's propaganda.
Congressman Andrew Clyde calls the board unconstitutional, and Senator Marsha Blackburn says it's censorship.
They're going to say, we're going to step in here and we are going to take control because there are some things we want you to know and there are some things we don't.
The Biden administration argues there's a major need to combat the lies and conspiracies that mislead people and sow division.
There has been a range of disinfo out there about a range of topics, I mean, including COVID, for example, and also elections and eligibility.
But Senator Josh Hawley wants the board to be dissolved.
Just because you disagree with your opponent doesn't mean it's disinformation.
In Washington, I'm Hannah Brandt.